If you have been invited to a banquet, don't go. Well, let me take that back. You can go, wear a mask, and make sure you do some social distancing. Today, the gospel speaks about a banquet. If you remember, in the last few Sundays, we heard about the vineyard. Now we're switching to a banquet. I guess the fruits were gathered, now we have something to eat. The vineyard were first, there were workers working in the vineyard. Then the two sons were sent, but only one goes. And then more workers to gather the fruit. But today, the banquet. The banquet that is prepared for all, but only a few come. Only a few take that invitation seriously. This is a beautiful image of the Holy Eucharist. It's a wonderful banquet that we are partaking right now. What we call this little piece of heaven. Heaven and earth uniting together. The most holy sacrament, the Holy Eucharist, the banquet. We heard that the king had this banquet prepared and planned and sends the people to come to the wedding, to the banquet. But they refused to. They refused to go. And some of the servants that he sent got killed. A beautiful image of all the martyrs that gave up their lives for Christ. All the people that decided to offer their lives for the Holy Eucharist. As we approach this heavenly banquet, and as we meditate on the gospel today, may we be given the grace to meditate our attitude during Mass. May we be able to firstly recognize that this is a beautiful and a wonderful gift. What a blessing to be here. And I keep inviting a lot of people, those who are watching us via live stream, to come and join us. There's still a lot of spaces available. And that space is for you. Today, God is inviting you to this banquet. I am inviting you to this banquet to come and participate, to be part of this table, of this banquet that God, the King, has prepared for all of us. So we heard people are invited, but not everyone comes. This is you, this is me. Throughout our lives, we're invited by God to choose Him, to choose love, to choose mercy, to choose life. But oftentimes we say no. We refuse to do what God wants us to do. We reject Him. We simply say no. We have too many excuses oftentimes to follow God, to do His will. As some people here on the gospel said that they were busy, they were having too many things, and they just decided not to go. This banquet is prepared. It's prepared for all of us to participate. And again, I want to invite all of you to think about the many times in which we were not prepared. Because the banquet starts not at the beginning of the sign of the cross, but even before that. Even before we step into the church. It begins by us preparing our mind and our heart, preparing ourselves to what we're about to participate in, the heavenly banquet, Jesus Christ in the most holy Eucharist. At the end of the gospel says that many are chosen, many are invited, but only a few are chosen. All of us are invited. This banquet being the image of the Holy Eucharist, but also the banquet of salvation. Everyone is invited, but not everyone comes. Everyone is invited to go to confession, but not everyone comes. Everyone is invited by the King, by God, to forgive, not to seek revenge and violence, but not everyone says yes to God. This is the banquet of salvation. This is the invitation that the Heavenly Father is given to you and to me, the invitation to all of us. And then we narrow it down to the Holy Eucharist. Once again, all of you are invited, but not everyone comes. Perhaps you have a very good reason. I'm not saying to be imprudent, but use the necessary precaution. And again, if I'm going to die, I die with Christ, for Christ, and in Christ, with the Blessed Sacrament. So I hope that some of you who are listening to this homily would be touched by God, by the Holy Spirit. And if you feel that you can be here, that you should be here, that you really think about it and join us next time. I want to draw particular attention to the guy who went in. This guy, because everyone was invited, God is not forcing anyone to go. But he says, invite the good and the bad, everyone. Because this particular group said no. They were busy making money. They were busy doing other affairs. And then the king said, invite everyone, grab whoever's there. But notice, he is not forcing anyone. In the same way, no one is forced to receive any sacrament. The banquet for salvation is there. It is available. We are all invited, but not all are chosen. And that's because not everyone would say yes. Everyone is invited, but not everyone will say yes. But God will not force anyone to get to heaven. In Jesus Christ, he makes salvation available, but he will not take our freedom away. This guy who went in, he did not have the proper garment. When the king comes to supervise, to make sure everything is fine, he notices this guy who's not wearing the garment, and he gets thrown out of the feast, of the banquet. Back in the day, let us understand that whoever prepared or planned the wedding would give the same garment to all the guests, to all those who were invited. That way, everybody would be wearing the same garment, and we could tell who was the bride and the groom. Nowadays, you just don't know. It never fails. You go to a wedding, you're like, who's the bride? Sometimes you can recognize because she's all wearing white. But especially for the groom, other men are dressed just like him. But back in the day, again, the invited guest would be wearing just the same garment, so you could tell the difference. And those who planned the wedding would provide that. So here is telling us that this guy refused to wear that garment. And again, I want to draw particular attention because oftentimes we can be this guy who's nameless. We do not know his name because God in his wisdom wants to emphasize that that could be you. That could be me. We are in this banquet, in this Holy Eucharist. But are we really in? Are we really here? Where is our heart? Where are our thoughts? He is not wearing the garment proper to the feast, to the banquet. Are we clothed in humility? God wants us to be here because we are here. We chose to be here. But as we approach this banquet, we want to ask God to give us the grace to be wearing the proper garment. That's why he says, all are invited, but only a few are chosen. Meaning that not because we come to Mass, we're going to get to heaven. Not because we're here, we have already earned salvation. Are we wearing the proper garment? Are we acting? Are we receiving the graces? Are we receiving the mercy and then passing that on to others? Are we forgiven? This is what this gospel is inviting us today. Firstly, to be grateful, to have an attitude of gratitude for what we have, the Blessed Sacrament. Because we're here, we have been invited. And secondly, after we are grateful, that we may be able to recognize that we need Him in order to participate fully and actively in this banquet. As we approach this banquet, we ask Him to help us to be able to wear the garment of humility, the garment of mercy, that we may be able to participate in this banquet in a worthy manner. But most importantly, that we can go out there and tell others what we believe. He didn't say anything. He remained quiet. Are we also like that? Are we worshiping here, but then out there we're muted when it comes to defending life? We don't want to talk about against abortion because I'm afraid. Are we like this guy who's not wearing the garment and remains silent? We cannot be the guest that God wants us to be if we are not willing to do His will always. So as we approach His banquet, again, let us ask for the grace to not be afraid. Let us ask for the grace so that we can be grateful for what we have, that we may be able to participate of this Holy Eucharist as this one was the first one, the only one, and the last one. May our Blessed Mother help us to remain faithful always, always saying yes to God. As I lift up Jesus in the most Holy Eucharist, His body and blood, may our prayer be the following. Jesus Christ, make me worthy of this blessed sacrament. Jesus Christ, help me to receive You in a way that I may be able to share You with others. May God bless us all.